Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, that's just delightful.
Jim.
Oh, don't.
Oh, don't.
Oh, no.
He's calling it.
I'm calling it, Jim.
He's calling it. No, I did not see that coming.
I don't want to be that guy. I don't. I need a spoon. I need you both with a spoon.
The well never runs dry for me, I'll be honest. I'll always find a way to love the bloody game. Do you know what I find weird?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to James and Flav for now.
Do you know what I find weird, Flav?
What?
I don't know if you do this. You're better than me. See, I'm just... You cut me in half and you see a football. Say I want to, like, wind down. And then I'll go, right, I just need to switch off from football. I'll sit down, turn the telly on.
Yeah.
And I'll watch... I'll go on YouTube, I'll watch... Might watch some football content, might watch the odd bit of something else or bunch of amateurs or if I want to really unwind, I'll watch a sports documentary. I'm so vanilla, it's frightening. So vanilla. I just bloody love it. As you say when we first met, you say every week in a condescending way. That's the thing about James Ilka, though, isn't it, guys? Hey, guys. And everyone's like, yeah, oh, go on, say it. Go on, do the line. Yeah. That's the thing about you, James. You bloody love football, don't you?
It became a thing. It became a thing, didn't it, in the bullshit office? That liking football was a bad thing.
Yeah.
It was all the mostly
in the football media company that we worked for. Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. You like football, do you? You fucking cretin.
Yeah, you... Weird. You've spoken about that in the past as well. We've kind of... You get in life, you generally get away with liking football, but we're all weirdos, but we're all together.
No, I mean, it is... Like, we've talked about it many times, but it is a... it's a very geeky thing that gets us a pass. Like, everybody... It's very, very geeky. It's Warhammer, but socially acceptable. This is what I say. Well, you got your sticker book, have you? Got a little sticker book? Yeah, you're watching all of the videos. Are you trying to find out about all of the tactics? How many stats? Who's got the best pass percentage? It's so geeky.
Yeah, isn't it? Actually, isn't it ball knowledge? You're cooler if you've got ball knowledge. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's cool because he really knows loads of stuff. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't get any natural sunlight. He just reads The Athletic.
Yeah, and then obviously you've got like the working class man who goes down the fucking pub, doesn't he? Has a little tear up down the football. And but really, what you're doing is you're following men half your age and fighting for them, and they absolutely couldn't give a shit whether you exist or not. Weird.
Loads to talk about this week. Loads of stuff. I was crying doing the running order, which is good. It hasn't been like that for a while. The Nosh chat is off the charts. The Big Jim Laugh Award is back. We've got some early hand grenades. We're going to be doing our player, our awards. We've got some football awards. Yeah. You probably don't know this, Flav, but I'll reveal to you who's won the draw league from our very first podcast. This is the 37th podcast of the season. Unbelievable.
Are you saying someone has been doing this over the season?
What I'm saying is I asked someone on Twitter. I said, I asked the world on... It's become a search engine for me, Twitter. I mean, it always has. My relationship has always been, is ask a question. I like to... Is that good?
I need, I need some research for my next video. Quickly, let me ask a question on Twitter. I see you, Jim.
No, everyone sees me. But what I will say is generally, you know, those people they get their name involved as well. I don't steal it as my own. I don't steal it as my own. It has its own independence.
James,
you know,
are you aware that I have a YouTube channel?
I'm what? What people could subscribe to that now?
In the link below. Did you put a link in the description last week?
I did last week.
Did you
see a little bump? Did you see a bump? No, I put it in there.
I've just seen a consistent rise. Really?
Just normal.
Consistent.
YouTube,
you know, maybe there was a bump, but I just can't tell.
Can't tell because it's just like...
going very successful. Became a partner this morning.
Did you?
Get lovely cash.
Lovely.
Right, lovely cash. CPM of what? £4.
£4?
Nah, mine's more like... between 2 and 3. How many views did I do this month? About 50k. So what? Work that out. Something like 30 quid.
Hey, whatever it is. You got to start brick by brick. I'm taking it step by step.
When's the collab happening, Jim? I know it's about Spurs, but when?
I need your subs.
I need your lovely, lovely subs.
Wow. Okay. Well, so, if you are a sub of this. Look, what do we get? 27,000 people listen every week, okay?
More than that, James.
Well, more than that. But sorry, it does feel like everyone's waning a bit at the end of the season. Everyone's flagging, but just stick with me. We're nearly there. So 27,000 of you could happily just quickly make your way over to Flav's channel and subscribe. Why not?
You piece of shit.
Yeah. Scumbags.
Please.
Quite a toxic place at times, isn't it? Speaking of which, comment of the week, 155 likes. Is this an abusive relationship we're in with our people? I'm trying to figure out. I don't think it is. But you just called him a piece of shit. yet the most liked comment was from Michael Todd saying, "What a pair of inspirational, handsome, charismatic blokes." and the replies underneath, Packer said, "Probably the most accurate statement I've ever seen."
What a lovely thing to say.
Yeah. Tom C then said, "I'm proud to have landed the noshworthy 69th like on this marvellous comment." Just like, what? Yes. I'm suspicious of that. Suspicious of all of that.
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. It just makes me uneasy. But yeah, got lots to get through. And we're going to talk about the barometer players. Nosh chat is just superb. Happiness ratings as well. Last week we asked you to figure out go season by season and tell us if you've been happy or not. Turns out most of us hate being a football fan. Well, not hate it, but we're in abusive relationships there. Cheeky finally. And a lovely little heartwarming story at the end. And a couple of Samisms as well. Right, Flav.
Did you know that Arsenal bottled the league?
I wasn't. Well... Did I put a comment in on this?
Someone said,
might not have put it in. We were talking about bottling the league, and they said that they didn't bottle the league.
Ooh, interesting.
Because...
Go on, because I've heard lots of takes this week.
Really, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think the take was, I won't name the person because I can't find it now. I think I didn't put it in because I thought we'd moved on from bottle chat, but no, 8 minutes in, we're back. he said, "Oh, here we go. Actually, it's one of my early hand grenades. Fantastic. Let us begin. Dafydd Williams." Now, he said this before the Forest result. We'll say that. We'll give him that. "Arsenal didn't bottle it as much as I hate to say it. Clever."
Hang on a second. He's not an Arsenal fan.
"Arsenal didn't bottle it as much as I hate to say it."
I hate to say it. I'm on your side. I'm just going to give you some evidence. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
We're on the same side. It's just you need to know this.
"I think the biggest differential was 8 points. Not certain, but at that time, Man City had a game in hand and the reverse fixture at the Etihad. So really, the points difference was likely to be 2. There was also around 10 games left. I think City were always favourites." Any thoughts on that,
Flav? Yeah, I'd respectfully disagree for, you know, all the reasons, the many reasons.
The myriad.
That I'm not going to go into again. But the interesting one was... it was Goldbridge's take, which is what irritated me the most. Mm-hmm. That the points total meant that Arsenal would have to get 95 points to win the title. It doesn't matter. It could, yeah. The points could have been 100. It didn't. It doesn't. The point is, there's two things. One, as I said last week, the footballing community decides whether you bottle it or not. No matter how many excuses that come up, we, the people, decide. And we have chosen and decided that you did. And sure. The thing is it's the advantage you had. It's the fact that at that point, according to ESPN, what was it, something like 44 points from 17 games, no team has not gone on to win the league from that point. No team has reigned 217 days or whatever it was for as long as Arsenal and not won the league. The second longest reign at the top and not to win the league was Arsenal again.
Yeah,
fundamentally,
three of the top four.
Is that right, James? Sorry, I didn't need that.
We spoke about it on the podcast. Yeah, I mean, it is an arbitrary 38 game season. That's the.
The more I think about that tweet, the more I think it is a wind up.
It's a wind up.
Yeah.
But, speaking of bottling, we've got 2 weeks to do this, really, but I might as well chuck it in there. Actually, I'll tell you what, I'll chuck in another early hand grenade. It's from Jake Jackson. Now, we'll be having a look at the happiness ratings of others in terms of the percentage of happiness that they've had over their family.
There was an incredible one I read. It was
Swansea.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Good.
He did well. Jake Jackson says, as a man, how should I read this? Right. As a Man City fan, I've been happy for almost all of it. I got my first season ticket the last time we ever finished outside of the top four. Smiling like he'd done the two dots and the smile. Yeah. Annoyingly, I was behind the goal when Crouch scored that goal and secured Tottenham their first Champions League place.
That was annoying.
I remember walking away and I was so annoyed.
Annoyingly.
Annoyingly. Flav, that's as far as he could go. That's as far as he could stretch to the disappointment that he's suffered. I can imagine Flav feeling smug that night and thinking that Spurs were a better club than City at the time. Hold on to that feeling, Flav. One day, son. One day.
Don't do that. Look, it doesn't matter. You can do that. But the gloating of Man City fans has absolutely no weight at all. There isn't a single thing a Man City fan can say to me that it hurts me or impacts me in any way. It's like, it's the best thing, really, for a fan of another club to have City winning the league, because it doesn't mean anything. And obviously, when they go through the courts, inevitably, if they are found guilty, that will prove it, that they cheated to get to where they are. But at the moment, I don't have anything ill to say about Manchester City. I mean, I've supported Manchester City for the last 9 weeks. And I tell you what a thrill it's been. What a lovely experience it's been to watch your team, the team that you want to win, win every single game. It's like, it was so good this season, because Spurs just obviously had fucking done what they do, which is currently eighth, no European football, completely rudderless, playing in a big bald-headed man from the Dutch league to come and take over and fix the entire club.
Worked for Man United.
Worked in inverted commas. I think Man United have had a C-plus season.
This will be coming out after my second tier list, back-to-back tier list.
You want to talk about the one yesterday, shall we? You going to apologise to the Villa fans?
No, I'm not going to apologise to the Villa fans.
I haven't seen it. What did you say, Jim?
It's a great example of platforms. Now, some donut. Do you know what? I'm not going to get annoyed by...
Listen, James, I've got a question quickly before you go into this. Just top line, what is it that you said that upset them? Just so anyone who hasn't
watched. What, do you want me to give you the YouTube version of that or the Twitter version of that?
I want you to tell me it first, and then I'll have another question.
Okay.
First, what did you say in the YouTube video about Emery and Villa?
Taken out of context, I said he was a manager of the year nominee. I said that.
Okay. What is the bit that upset them?
Later in the video, we then discussed managers who could be gone by November despite having a really good season, because it happens every single year. Okay, that, that context wasn't used, right? What was you? And so then we had a little play with the tier list. And I said, you know what? Football's funny. Emery could easily be gone by November. I don't think he will. I said could. He could be gone. Could, right?
And then anyways, what happened?
So someone, and then we went through a list of all the managers that are in the job right now and went, look, he could be gone by November. He could be gone by November.
Where did you leave him in the tier list?
Well, I mean, it's if you want to screenshot it, you can screenshot at any point, right?
What was the final decision?
The tier list was a mess by that point. It wasn't See, this is the thing. If you don't watch the whole video, or even if you don't watch if you watch the last 10 minutes, you know, that was the initial tier list. And now this is the new tier list because we're having a conversation. Anyway, right. Someone screenshotted that, and in that screenshot, Emery is under Steven Gerrard. So then all the Villa fans have just lost their way. But I mean, I have no. So if you're not going to watch the video, that's on you.
But you know, this is what happens. This is what happens.
I tried to clear it up for them. I tried, but they didn't want to hear it.
Why are they so upset?
Some bloke called Jay. I've got Gerard. See, this is the thing. I've got Gerard, Scott Parker, Patrick Vieira, Jesse Marsh, all above Emery.
Yeah. It's fluid. It's not.
Honestly, Flav, it's not my problem.
But you're just.
I've had a love-hate relationship with the Villa fans, which seems to ironically coincide with if I say anything positive or anything negative about them. It's interesting that they're just quick to go. I would say they are quick to go. Watch the video.
All fans of all clubs think that there is some sort of lack of respect given, and that's what I think Villa fans feel like. They're a huge club, but no one really respects. They're not spoken about like other six or seven clubs in the league, so they are sensitive to it, even though they are probably as big as most of them. But fundamentally, every club doesn't get respect. No one does. Man City don't. Man City don't get respect because of the money they sent. Arsenal don't get respect this season because they bottled it. Jim, I've got a question for you.
The disrespect was great. This is AFC in favour. This is great. We just get zero respect. Have something nice. We'll be over in a few months, apparently. Someone made a great reply when he went, because Emery had a great first season at Arsenal and then he got sacked the next season. Flav, do you want to guess which month he got sacked in?
Is it November?
Yeah, so it happens, isn't it? So fucking take a breath. Honestly, don't worry about it.
Mate, we were talking about, do you remember? We were saying you cannot sack Tuchel the season after he's won the Champions League. Doesn't matter how bad he is. There was talk of Tuchel being fired.
That's what I mean.
By November, yeah. Arteta could be gone by November.
Absolutely.
Could happen.
Klopp could be gone by November.
No one is safe. No, Klopp. Yeah, he's finished fifth in the league. If Klopp has a bad start to next season, there will be Liverpool fans going, maybe 8 years is too long. Maybe we need to find a new manager. No one is immune.
Catherine says, I will worry about it. But what I'm saying, Catherine, is don't.
It's just an opinion, Catherine.
Do you want as well? It was a bloody, bloody good stream, and we had a great nuanced conversation, and then. As Rob says, I got post-truthed by Twitter. JVTID, if you're watching this, don't worry about it. I'm not even going to ban you. I'm all right, because it's like, you don't, this isn't the correct context. I tried to put it straight. They didn't want to hear it. I wash my hands.
There's nothing you can do, Jim.
For the rest of the season, I wash my hands of the Villa fans.
What fan base is your most popular, do you think? What club?
I was going to ask you this. Another question as well is, who do you think is, who's the sort of like loudest and most difficult fans that you have to deal with? Liverpool. I wouldn't say that. If I say something nice about Villa, they love me.
That is the case.
It's as basic as that.
It's got to be Liverpool. Is it?
So it's interesting. I was chatting to Daniel Cook, who's Palace fan. He was on the Ripple Effect. It was HLTCO on Twitter. He was saying that like some of the fans, there are fans that he can have like a good bit of banter with, and he says that there's like big established clubs but they're not sort of entitled because they haven't won loads of things. For example, he was saying Villa, Newcastle, Leeds. Do you know what I think? Generally, Leeds fans are quite good, I think.
Yeah.
On Twitter or online, I think Leeds fans are quite good. The Villa fans are just very shouty at me, I must say. I can't win with them. And so I walk away. I'm going to continue to make my opinions heard because that's my job. And if you can't handle it.
It's your fucking job.
It's your job. That's my job. Liverpool fans are loud. They don't. Generally, the people I talk to, especially if fans of, top six clubs, they hate Real Madrid fans online. And Barcelona fans hate them.
I don't have, they aren't in my echo chamber. Do you know what this is? Yeah. Look, you've just seen that Thomas Partey's trending there, Jim. Don't click on it. But I'm talking about his football, nothing else off pitch.
Okay.
But he's like there are Arsenal fans legitimately talking about him being like one of the best midfielders in Europe. And now there are Arsenal fans going, I'm not sure he's good enough. Like,
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing.
There is a football on there is an article on 365 saying Partey needs to be chipped out. What are you talking about? How can that happen so quickly?
It's amazing. It's amazing.
They're on a bad. This is why Arsenal fans should be worried.
Imagine that. Sorry, Harry said Jim needs to do a tier list of Prem fans. Imagine that.
Don't do that.
Be spicy. I think today's one's going to be spicy. Trajectory of every club. Are you going forwards or are you going backwards? Who do you think will get most annoyed? Because this is coming out the day after the tier list.
I think Arsenal's trajectory could annoy people. Is what you're saying. They're standing still. They're talking about them buying eight players. But I don't know how they can do it.
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
Financial fair play. It's not... they have to be aware of it.
Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about that. I don't know.
I'm worried about that for them because they don't seem too worried.
Is this a bad thing or a good thing? I like to go into a tier list not having done the tier list. I like to do it in the moment.
No, that's better. It's more honest. Can I ask you, Jim? Spurs are in a complete mess, right? We've got Harry Kane to sort out. Mm. We've got defenders, a whole new defence to buy. We've got a new manager in on a slot, if you believe what's been reported, that he's about to join.
The slot machine.
Where would you put Spurs? Just that instance. In this instance, where would you put Spurs in that trap?
Let me put it this way. The last tier was initially in my mind called Off a Cliff. I've then changed it to Lost.
So what, you'd put Spurs in Lost?
I think you do feel a bit lost, don't you?
Well, yes. I think we are bobbing around out at sea at the moment. But
yeah, that's
here comes Arne Slot.
Slot machine. Yeah.
With a little tugboat.
Can we get us some slot puns in, please? James Warren, if it feeling slot, slot, slot. Are you feeling slot, slot, slot?
Yeah, why not?
Arne, 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 Arne,
Arne, Arne, Arne, slot, slot, slot.
Arne, 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 slot, slot. Yeah, that's the song, isn't it?
Arne, slot, slot, slot. Arne, slot, slot, slot.
I've got to show you a video after this. Remind me. You can't tell anyone because it, but it's really funny.
Is it porn? Anyway,
it's not porn. Do you ever get a WhatsApp, like, you must get this all the time, you get WhatsApp, like, gifts or things, and I'm like, if my missus sees that, I'm going to look terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. Tons. Like, and on Android, right, you can't turn off, all of it goes to your phone. All of it goes into the gallery.
Really?
You can't.
I've got this lovely one of my son here. Here, hang on. Oh, no, sorry, that's someone getting choked by a penis.
I cannot let my children look at my phone, because if they go to the gallery, there is some horrendous stuff in there. Stuff that probably you could go to prison, probably.
Yeah,
nothing like too untoward, but like there's some proper horrifically violent things. I don't even want them. I don't want to be sent these things. I'll watch them.
Don't Tottenham right. Slot Spur. Watch them.
Are they still coming up these tons?
Tottenham Slot Spur. Anymore?
Is it worth reading these out?
Oh, do you know what? I wanted to click on this last week. We didn't, and we'll just do it quickly. Have you seen this? The Jason Tindall desperate to be centre of attention thing.
No. Who's Jason
that's
Tindall?
Nice. I don't know. It's about Arthur. But I did. That wasn't there last week. Basically, he's a attention grabbing. They feel like He's getting annoyed with it. Jason Tindall.
Yeah.
Jason Tindall's the assistant manager with Eddie Howe.
Oh, sorry for not knowing that. Like, everybody knows who Jason fucking Tindall is.
I think everyone does, don't they?
All right, well, who's Ryan Mason's assistant manager? I don't even know.
They haven't got one. I don't even know who he is. Nor should you. Yeah, anyway, Jason Tindall, basically, okay, this isn't going to work if you don't know who he is. Forget
he's
it.
Like chip, but he looks a bit sort of chocolate, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit chocolate.
Yeah, he's always, sunbed, does he? Always on always, sunbed.
Yeah, he loves it. Great teeth. Anyway, Jim Big Laugh Award. Let's go back to Twitter. This is amazing. This is what you sent this to me, but I just wanted to play it out. It's so funny. Honestly, you know when you get things that just like allow you to laugh for the rest of the day, just where every time it pops into your head. This had
so me. Just as a bit of context. This is from my podcast, and you have ads in the middle of the podcast. Pre-programmed, and I have no idea what the ads are until you listen back to the pod.
Yeah, this is so good.
Great.
Right. And the same thing as well. Don't worry. We're not going to spend heavily. We're going to wait for regulation in the market. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, that's a good idea. It's just like, how are we supposed to get our fucking cock hard on that?
Dad, I'm hungry.
Right. What do I cook for tea?
Great.
Right.
And the same thing as well.
Dad, I'm hungry. That's so fucking awesome.
That's a good idea. It's just like, how are we supposed to get our fucking cock hard on that?
Dad, I'm hungry.
Right, what do I cook for tea?
Hungry.
That was a fun. That,
so good.
That was a good podcast, actually. It was very, very funny.
I can imagine you guys wallowing if it's well funny. God bless you. Other things on the Jim Big Laugh Award. Back. It is back. AG said, I heard that Spurs asked Pochettino to return, but he turned them down, saying that once you've bummed the kids, you can't go back. True. Fair play to him for recognising his own past mistakes. Imagine if you said that.
I bummed the kids. I have no respect for you.
I love the club, but I bummed the kids, you know. Anything goes, says James and Flav, wondering if the word nosh is getting them in trouble with the ads while repeating the fighting cock.
Yeah, they surely the YouTube algorithm understands context, really.
Maybe. Dylan 900 said, personally, whilst receiving a nosh, I like to go for a perlo standing over a free kick stance. More nosh chat on the way. I love that. Perlo's like that, wasn't it? When free kick, it would be like that.
Can't receive a blowjob like that. Doing yourself a disservice.
Looking into the distance as well. Oh, fantastic.
Booze.
By the way, we're nearly on 500 patrons. And obviously the season ends in a couple of weeks. We will continue to do our mailbag. So if you want to join us.
Nothing to do with football, is it? Nothing to do with football. Ooh. So it doesn't matter.
We throw quite firm abuse at people that ask questions about football.
It's getting weird, isn't it? It's getting like an abusive relationship. Yeah.
People like it.
Keep going back.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Jevsky says, boys, if you ever do merch, I'm not rattled, I'm just desperately unhappy on a t-shirt. Flav said that last week. Desperately unhappy. Guess what you're talking about.
I was talking about Spurs.
Obviously. Yeah. Amazing stuff. Right. Barometer players. I'm not going to say everyone's names, but I thought these were good. So the idea was that players that, if they're doing well in the team, then the team's not doing well.
What?
And vice versa.
If they're doing well in the team...
Basically...
If they're not doing well, the team's not doing well.
No, if they're not doing well, the team's possibly doing well. Also, no, here's the real rule. Jamie Mackey can't get in the 11, then you've got a good team. But if he can get in the team and he's quite important to the team and people are clamouring for him, then that's a problem.
Gotcha.
Sean Longstaff for Newcastle. Funny one, Sean Long. Sean Longstaff's a great example. People will turn on him. Do you know who he is? Just to be clear.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, good, good.
No, of course I know Longstaff is, yeah.
I can imagine
doing a little
there's a moment with him where the Newcastle fans adore him. He's one of our own. We love him so much. And then there's a moment where it's like...
Is he good enough?
We've outgrown you, I'm afraid, Sean. It's just inevitable. It's just inevitable. Benrahma for West Ham. It's a good shout. He's done well. He's a better this year. He's still not exploded in the way that I thought he would. I thought he was going to be amazing. David De Gea is a good one. Good barometer player. Because actually, if he's playing well, then Man United are probably having quite a bad season.
Are we talking about Manchester United?
Well, I get the impression you didn't do me a little running order today, but I presume.
Sorry.
It's all right. I presume Man United would be on there. I feel like you feel quite keen to talk about them.
I just haven't been that impressed by them.
Funny old season in it for them. Have they done good, but have they done good?
Finishing the top four is an achievement, but surely they're aiming for better than 60, well, potentially 69 points.
I mean, this is Man United, isn't it? Last season, let's have a think. Let's go through the annuals of time. Goal difference of 0. 58 points last season. 6th spot.
Also, Solskjaer's record, is it still better than Ten Hag's? Like, I'm just... Have Manchester United drastically improved this season? Have they drastically improved?
I mean, but how... No, what's the criteria, Flav? Because Sam says, top four, Carabao Cup winners. FA Cup final. Could win that. Not bad for isn't yeah. isn't that bad? So
I'm not gonna win that
hang on, 58 points. 58 points last season. Season before,
just not. I'm just not. I'm not. Like, Man United fans are as Solskjaer, isn't it? Man United fans are. I think they feel quite positive about their club, and that's good for them. But I don't know.
Rob Turner says people went too big on Erik ten Hag in February.
I feel like people went really big on ten Hag. In the summer when they signed him, like, oh, he's the guy, not realizing the Premier League's a different kettle of fish. You know, I'm hoping that Slot is going to be good and it's going to work, but there's no guarantee because different leagues, different demands. And at Man United, you forget how much money Man United have spent.
Okay, let's just do the points quickly for a second. So, third, 66 points. Okay, then second, 74 points. Then 6th, 58 points. And this season, on course for 72. Oh, no. Okay. So they could get to 75 points. So they could get from 58 to 75 if they win their two games. Who have they got? Chelsea and someone else. I think overall, it has been a good season. And also, I think what you've got to remember... is yes in name Man United have got they've got to be going for titles blah blah blah. The truth is they haven't really had a striker all season long, like a proper striker.
Come on, James, come on.
What
Rashford was the best striker in Europe. I was having that conversation on Saturday.
Left-sided forward, yes, central striker.
Play him up top.
Man City, Haaland, Arsenal haven't really had one, to be fair. Newcastle, Wilson and Isak.
Can we just take a moment? Just take a moment just to look at that points gap between Man City and Arsenal. Just take a moment. They win both their games. It's huge, isn't it, really?
I mean, their arse fell out. Their arse fell out, come on.
James, was there even a title race? I'm not sure there ever was. Maybe that's why they feel like they haven't bottled it.
What a great power move title that is. I've got, are Arsenal still in the title race? Blah, blah, blah. Was there even a title race? Nice.
Look, they can't have it both. Either they admit that they were never, ever title challengers, or they bottled it. You can't have it both.
I did a video on exactly that. Hugh Woozencroft was saying the exact same question. Are Arsenal serious? Look, we said they had to get to 90 points for it not to be a bottle, and they are no way near it. 84 points at best. It's
rubbish, isn't it, really?
It's It is unfortunately a bottle job. It is unfortunately. I don't want to say it.
You know, there's also this second season syndrome. It is a thing. It is a thing.
Do you think? Say the word second started with a G, and the word third. Stay with me. And the word third started with an S. Do you think that the season syndrome would be aligned with the third year and not the second? Do you think everyone
because the alliteration. Because of the alliteration.
Yeah.
I was so confused for a second there.
Maybe. It's going. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Arsenal will get more points next season than they got this one?
That's a great question.
Do you remember, because they went 13, 14? We've drawn one and lost one?
Mate, they were flying. I think that they will be close to it, but won't. Oh, if you're asking me today.
Today.
That's not my
I think Arsenal finished fourth next season.
Okay.
They were surprised. They haven't got the element of surprise anymore. Everyone was surprised by them. You know, they got. It kind of feels like they got found out a little bit towards the end of the season.
I think they'll still be strong next year. I think they will, but probably not.
I'm saying they won't be strong, James. I'm not saying they won't be strong. They're a very good team.
I don't think they'll be as bad as they've been in the last 10 games, but I don't think they'll be as good as they were in the previous whatever it was.
So more or less. Sort of about the same or
it's
less.
It's more to Arsenal than this, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, right.
Could he be gone by November? If their form carries on...
For all these guys, what do you need? That's the thing you've got to remember. Because do you know the one thing I wonder? Say like... Because Newcastle have massively overachieved, right? Imagine he, like... Will they understand and respect the intelligence and work rate of Eddie Howe as a manager, if they are 15th, 14th, having not won in 7 games and are completely bombed out of the Champions League? Will they go, look, enough's enough, let's go get Conte? Do you think they'll... Because that's the thing, that the story, there's a story there for a couple of things. There's a story there for Arsenal having a stinker next year. There's a story there for Newcastle having a stinker. There's probably a story for Tottenham having a stinker, I would say as well.
But our expectation is like so low now that it kind of like it, the impact on us will be minimal, because what do we expect at the moment? But with how many games does Arteta have to lose on the bounce start of next season for him to be sacked?
Six? No, Miles won that. I think 10 games on the bounce. He's strong. He can have a Klopp season. And that sounds hard. Klopp's figured it out as the season progressed, but Klopp's had a difficult year.
Listen to what you've just said. If he lost 10 games at the start of the season, it would be the worst ever start in the history of the Premier League by any club. And you think he wouldn't get the sack? He would get the sack after if they lose 6 on the bounce.
No. It'd have to be a larger data set than that. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Arsenal anymore. Enough. Right. Let's do our awards. Right. Draw League Champions, firstly. Thank you, James Laflane. I see you. I love you. Lincoln are the Draw League Champions. Congratulations to Lincoln City, the Imps.
And also the weirdest owner of the weirdest badge in the history of football as well.
Correct. Lincoln had 20 draws of their 46-game season overall.
Where did they finish in the league?
That's a great. Let's have a little look. You find it. They only lost 2 home matches all season, but they drew 14. That is blue balls football, that is.
Imagine going to that, just coming away and go another one. They finished 11th with 62 points. They won 14, drew 20, and lost 12. They had 47 goals scored and 47 goals conceded.
Wow.
Officially the most boring team in league football.
Pure equilibrium for the Imps this season. That's mad, isn't it? That is
literally
champions.
They more or less finished mid-table Same goals conceded, same goals scored. Even the wins, 12 losses.
Go on. Even the position that they finished in the league is a draw.
Almost in the middle. Yeah.
1-1.
They might as well have just not done anything this season. They might as well have not played.
Man. Brentford won it in the Premier League, for anyone wondering. 14. I think they got 14 draws for the Bees. Right. Player of the year. We're doing our... Let us know in the... patrons get to have their say because they're special. As I said, we're on 496 patrons. So if you want to join us, links in the description.
Shit.
Very close to a Fleet Services trip. Player
what
of...
Fleet Services?
Stays at Fleet Services. Player of the year. Flav. What are we doing? Are we going to...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Putting some rules here so Haaland can't win everything.
What'd you say? You can't pick Haaland.
Okay. Is there any way you could argue against Haaland being player of the season? Can't really, can you? Has to be him.
I mean... Football fundamentally is about scoring goals, right? Okay. Nothing else. It's about how many times can you put the ball in the net, and he is a fucking machine. So no, of course not. He'll win Young Player of the Year and Player of the Year. It's not even a conversation. What have you got any shouts? Because you obviously you not watch a lot more football than I do. Have you got any shouts around a little bit left field?
I do. I feel like Harry Kane's being like forgotten here a little bit. And I think that's, but. I always struggle with this. Whenever I do this, I end up going looking sort of to the left of the obvious ones because, you know, like say a team of the season, if you wanted to just do the best players, then you'll have, you know, of course you'll have all the, you know, best players. But sometimes like context is important. And I think Harry Kane has been absolutely astounding for such a crap team. Like, yeah, he's been absolutely outrageously good. And like, he's not in team of the season. In the EA team of the season, he's not in it. How? Change the formation.
He scored 28 goals in the Premier League.
Even like the free kick the other day, it's just like he knows full well I'm going to have to do this completely on my own. And he's just done that throughout.
Yeah. Although Kulusevski actually did do a little rollback by 2 feet.
True. Is this Kane's best ever season for Spurs?
It's hard. I mean, look, if you look on his own performances, then yes. He's been less explosive because the team around him has been so sort of turgid and pragmatic in the way it's played football. The fact that he's been able to score his goals with the lack of service that he's received is unreal. And perhaps he would have scored as many goals for Man City if he'd have joined them.
Just a great point for James Warner here. He's on fire today in the chat. Great work.
There's something very Spursy about Harry Kane winning it in spite of us.
Yeah,
like, he's winning this because Spurs have been so shit, and look what he's done. It's
the MVP. What about MVP? Who is the MVP, as in the most valuable player to their team? I nearly did a video of this, and we actually even drew up a team to do it, and then I didn't have time to do it. But in terms of like importance to your team, like Kane and Ivan Toney. Like, take Haaland out. They probably find a way to still get 85 points and they'll still win the league, Man City. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, it's a massive change for the team. But in terms of the quality that's there, Ivan Toney has got 20 goals this season. Normally on BBC, they put the goals of the whole team. So I was looking for that there and they didn't have it. But Ivan Toney's got 20 goals this season. Harry Kane's got 28 goals. Last time I looked, it was like 48% of Tottenham's goals Harry Kane has got. Brentford have started even higher. I don't know how many goals he's got. If someone can find that for me, that would be great. MVP, Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I mean, sort of. Mitrovic, can't give it to Mitrovic, sadly, because there's been 14 different scorers for Fulham this year, and he's been on quite a bad run, actually. Bruno Guimaraes is a good show. Yeah. That's a good shout. Yeah. Ollie Watkins is a good shout. That's a really good shout. Probably hasn't got the overall numbers. Only 14 goals this season.
Who's the MVP for Arsenal? Saliba, innit? Saliba, come on.
It seemed to fall away, didn't it? But yeah, I guess he's winning it by getting injured. Do you know what I mean? We don't know.
All of those bad Arsenal results came
in. Rob Turner with his hipster nonsense. Rob Turner, you know Fulham go down if Bernd Leno's not in the side. Rob Turner. You've been watching every game of Fulham, have you?
Yeah, why don't you fucking get a life, Rob?
You hipster, coffee award-winning, making scumbag.
Yeah, twat. Coffee twat.
Cricket, bowling, 50-scoring batsman, all-round hipster. Boy.
Lang, really tall as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Everyone's been raving about the football. That Fulham are playing. Great, big results this year. Big results this year. But you know what? None of it would be impossible without Leno.
So,
I'm going to blow your minds right now, guys. I'm going to blow your fucking minds.
Imagine if I did that on Sky or something. People go, Smithy's going, what, guys? Now it's our time to do, and we're going to do our awards. So here we go. James, what are you saying? Haaland, unbelievable. What a player he's been. Who are you going for? Well, a little bit left field, Adam, if you don't mind. But I just don't think this whole season would have been possible without Bernd Leno.
You hipster. Do you know what? Your fucking face. Your face, Rob. Your face makes me feel sick.
Give us some more. Give us some more hipster shouts that you think you could get away with. Probably a stupid Jan for me. I just think his underlapping runs have just been superb. MVP, I think. I'm going to go Ivan Toney. Although they have been doing well without him. Harry Kane has been so important, though. But you've been disappointing. So we move on. Manager of the Year. I did this yesterday on my tier list. Eddie Howe for me.
Right. Is it Eddie Howe? I'm going to go...
For me.
I'm going to Unai Emery.
Oh, yeah. No, hey. He's impressed. Hey. Manager of the Year nominee for me. He was for me as well. Will it last? Who knows? A lot of things can happen in football. Matoma's a good shout. Matoma's a good shout. As a hipster player of the year. Yeah, good shout.
He's all right.
Bernd Leno. That is a... honker of a hipster take, that is. You flip-flop.
You fucking...
boy.
Tacky sack kicking.
Yeah. Prick. What kind of coffee does Rob Turner drink? Turner's the kind of guy. It's something, I don't even know the name of it. It's that hipster.
He spits in a flat white. He does not... He wouldn't go near a flat white. Way too common. Way drunk by way too many people. I think he likes a Peruvian roast.
Rob Turner, when he has to serve, I drink a filter single origin Kenyan. You scumbag! When he's doing coffee and they go, oh, can you put like a shot of that vanilla in for me? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, if you have to. Or he just goes, no, I'm not going to do that.
Not here. Yeah, I could.
Yeah. I won't. Go to Starbucks. Yeah. You go down to Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I said to him once? I went, my favourite coffee, the more bitter it is, the better. Well, eventually. don't you know that the more bitter it is, the lesser quality the coffee bean is? And I'm like, fuck off, I like bitter coffee, all right? Let me drink it how I want to. Coffee, and you know these coffee people? Snobs. Coffee people are the worst. Mm. Do you want to go to Starbucks? Oh, no. No, I won't go. But please, man, there's one right there. Can we just get a fucking...
No, I bring my AeroPress with me everywhere.
Do you know how much my coffee machine costs? More than your fucking life.
Unai Emery, giving it Unai. He's done bloody well.
Look, since he came over, more or less third in the league. You know what? So we did this on the BetVictor the hour last week, and Adam McCullough was intent on saying it was Gary O'Neill of Bournemouth. Yeah. And my argument, actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to go to Zerbi. He has delivered European football for the first time in Brighton's history. He goes into a difficult job coming off the back of Potter, who's gone to Chelsea. That isn't easy. Those are big shoes to fill. And he's gone in there going, fuck this. This is how we're going to play. That's remember this Potter ball? This is what we're doing. And it's going to be fucking lovely. Exciting. So I would say hit them for getting them to 20 goal difference. Crazy, man.
There's a good team there. There's a good team at Brighton that was already doing well. That's one thing I think people are forgetting slightly. Same with Villa. Gerrard was burning that team to the ground, but it's a good squad. It's a great
that's something
squad.
Else. He's changed the system.
He's killed it. He's absolutely killed it.
Can I just pour fuel on this sort of anti-Villa now that this is an anti-Villa?
No, there's no anti-Villa from me. I don't know where you get
that. Now this is an anti-Villa YouTube channel. On this podcast, we go after Villa fans, right?
You lot are coming with me. We've given you four years of nonsense that you seem to enjoy. So you're coming with me. You too, Catherine.
Yeah, yeah. That high line will get found out quickly next season. They're going to have to find a new way of playing.
He's gone there.
It's brave. It's brave. And it could be foolish.
The one thing I wonder with... he's very detailed, Emery. Will they get a bit sick of it? I don't know.
Oh, God,
that's what happened with Villarreal. That's what happened with Villarreal. But although he always does get the job done, he's very smart. He's a great man.
Yeah, he's
right. Let's keep going. Signing of the season, Haaland. Come on, that you've got to give that to. But we knew that, didn't we? We knew that.
Well, no, he's going to win everything. He's going to win everything.
I'll give Paulinho. If we can't go Haaland, Paulinho. What a sight. Or maybe even Bernd Leno, probably for Rob, I imagine.
You know that.
No, I get it. Paulinho's he's a great eight. He can play six. He can play box to box. He's combative, but he's got great skills as well. And wins his aerial duels. Wins all duels. But we must, one must remember Leno. I'm going to go Paulinho. Slug of the year. Flav? Casemiro, good shout. Thomas Martin. Rob Turner's back again. He's done it again! Mourinho. Mourinho at Villa. Oh my, you are such a coffee cock. You are such a coffee drinking. No milk for me. Tosser. Mourinho, that's brilliant, Rob. Great work. Okay. Do you want to check it in?
Slug of the year.
Slug of the year. Yeah, next up.
I mean, it's got to go to Jamie, hasn't it, for doing the World Cup sweepstake?
Yeah, good shout.
That was a lot of work, and he did a great job with that.
Although he has cost us money by doing that.
This isn't something I agreed to, by the way. Suddenly, I had to pay half of the fucking.
Yeah.
By the way, we're doing this, and you're paying half for it.
It was like, this sounds good. And what about that? No, that's everyone's goes, oh, yeah, so, and everyone can put in two.
It's free.
It costs hundreds of pounds.
£2 a line. Mad. But what can you say? You can't come up and go, well, it's £2 a line. I can't go, well, James, make it 50p.
Steady on. Well, if I may, just do a few nominees. Catherine, of course.
I was going to say Catherine because she helps me with my tax every time I need her. It's like having an accountant right there. And I don't exploit that. I don't exploit it. Just every now and then I'm really stuck.
Yeah.
I pop into Discord and she's there. And she's amazing. Giving me the answer I need straight away.
Wow. Amazing. Thomas Martin, definitely a nominee.
Yeah.
For me. Has to be Louis, of course.
Louis for the work he does.
Yeah.
Also, Freddie Molyneux. for all that bullshit?
No. What, for scarring me for life? No, no. No.
I hadn't even thought about that for about a few days. No, it's back. Back again.
It's like, you know, Gavin and Stacey, it's like Rob Brydon and the lad, and they can't, like, that's, yeah, they that's us with that story that we can't tell.
Yeah,
can slug of the year. Slug of the year. Who do we go? I got to give it to Thomas Martin. I have to.
That moment was one of the greatest, most surreal. So what we're talking about, for these that don't know, we did a live show, Jaffin Live, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we did the live show, which was fine. Me and James had done it. But it was the crescendo of Thomas Martin singing Nasa Dorma for just to sign off. And I was like, James, I'm not sure how this is going to go. This could be weird. It might not work. You're asking people to sit there for 3 minutes and watch some opera being sung. And I was fucking blown away. It was brilliant. I was buzzing with the room. Imagine the people that works at the bar. Not only is this podcast, there's 200 people in this room. And they're like, that guy's just belting out incredible level of opera at the end of the show. It was incredible. Yeah, I'm up for Thomas.
Slug of the year. And constant positivity in the comments as well. Absolute hero.
Yeah, slug and his team might go down in the year this year. So
tough. Yeah, or two of his teams. Two of his dad's former teams.
Who's he support? Leeds as well.
Leeds and Everton, I imagine.
So you've got a fond spot for anyone who Nigel Martin played for?
Probably has, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, I'd imagine so. Can you let us know, is Thomas, Nigel Martin, does he attach himself to any club? Does he say, I'm Leeds or Everton, or is he just not really have a club?
Yeah, it's good to know. The terrible decision of the year. Probably... Someone wrote a tweet and I thought this is probably as good as it gets. Spending 600 million without having a plan. Really good one. That's quite pretty bad. They'll get away with it.
Yeah, it seems crazy. I just think that Pochettino will be too good. He's too good a manager not to make that work.
Interesting. But a lot of people got different takes on the old Poch thing.
Have they?
Daniel Cook was with me. He doesn't see it working. I don't see it working.
What's your feeling why it wouldn't work, Jim?
I can't get beyond the Tottenham link. And I think that there'll be a narrative that we push that will frustrate a lot of Chelsea fans, a lot of, you know, fair-minded, reasonable Chelsea fans. But then I think there'll be a lot of loud Chelsea fans that will turn on him pretty quickly. And yeah, I don't know. I might be totally wrong in it, but I'm going to go with my gut on this one. I just feel like it won't work. But it should work. It's not a bad appointment. I just don't think it will work.
Good.
Flavs briefly knew who he was, but now will never be able to remember his name. Person of the year, Flav.
Look, Pinnock.
Go on, Pinnock. Okay.
But his name's... I don't know his name, first name. Is it
David? I think you'll remember his name, though. Ethan Pinnock. Yeah. I think... What about Xavi Gracia? I don't think he'll ever remember his name again.
That's the Leeds manager, right?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no. I just think it's a bit weird people knowing loads of footballers from other teams. I just think, do something with your life.
Fair.
All that information you're absorbing about, I don't know, Fulham's reserve left back.
Yeah.
Go and read a book.
Probably got it from a book. Most improved player?
Oh, I don't know, James.
Okay, he's getting bored. Shut your mouth, player who proved us wrong. Final award. Shut your mouth. Do you know who it is for me?
Xhaka?
Marcus Rashford. No, Xhaka's a good shout. Xhaka's a very good shout.
I mean, their own fans hated him.
Marcus Rashford. Their own fans wanted him out. And he's one of their own. Just give him a minute. He's not been fit. He's obviously struggling a little bit. But support the lad. And he came back. And
not how it works,
stuck his finger in their mouths and said, shh.
How about McGinn?
Let me feed the world. I'm feeding the world, but I'll feed you as well with my fingers. Shut up. Yeah. Bang, 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 goal. Killed it. Well done, Rashford.
McGinn as well, because Villa fans hated him at the start of the season.
Weren't keen on him. Turned on him and they've decided to pop back. Do you know what I would like someone to do next year? Is I want people to clip up people's takes and create a library, and then when they completely change their mind on them, go, like, find it. Just put them... That's a Twitter account that bangs. You just put them side by side.
Bad takes. I don't care about that though, mate. I'll happily change my mind. I'll change my mind constantly, and I don't care if someone brings me up. That was my opinion.
You've got
then.
To acknowledge this it, though. You have to acknowledge
yeah? it. No, you acknowledge it. You say, that was my opinion then. This is my opinion now. I've changed it. What's going to do you?
But that's no. What annoys me is when people go, like that bit didn't exist. That bit existed. Okay.
See. You don't want to. Do you know what I'm fascinated with? And I don't want to give him any airtime, really, because he's a bit of a creature. But Lee Gunner, I love going and checking because he's been banging the anti Arteta drum for a long, long time, and he is going to die on that hill, and he will not change. And there's something principled in that, even when he's blatantly wrong
or egotistical.
I don't know. Maybe just seeing value
in
it.
It's ego, mate. It's ego. It's not principle.
Yeah. Maybe I'm being too kind, but it's fascinating how like when they're losing, it's just bizarre.
Sam Threadgold, you're not listening to me.
What?
Haha, you're right, boys. How dare people change their minds based on evidence? I accept the evidence. I accept the change of the mind. What I'm saying is. Don't you have to acknowledge that you were wrong? That needs to take place.
Also, you said boys there. I literally said the opposite thing. I said it's fine to change your mind constantly.
I'm not having a problem with that. I find it hilarious when people go, no, hear me out. Knowledge bomb on its way. Well, hang on, you said the absolute opposite. You got to stick with you got to support people for difficult times. That's what annoys me. People don't do that.
Gary Neville's getting loads of credit, isn't he, at the moment? Because it's been clipped up getting it right, the Man City thing.
Yeah,
and there's lots of stuff. Yeah, he's done well. There's lots of clips of Robbie and stuff, like when they started to believe. So when we used to do the overlap, it's interesting because you do it every 2 months or every three or 2.5 months. And obviously a lot happens in that period. But what you saw was a complete cycle of emotion from Arsenal fans, specifically Robbie and Pippa. Who were like, it's a good start. It's a good start. It's a good start. Okay, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. We should finish top four. And then they got to a point around maybe February. And they were like, we're going to do this. We're going to bloody do it. Lee Judges said before the Liverpool game, where it all went wrong, was we've got one hand on, if we get a result up here, we've got one hand on the trophy. And then obviously at the end, it was like, oh shit, Gary Neville was right all along.
I mean, great. What a shout from Neville. Shows the insight of, you know, being there and done it.
He said it could be 8 or 9 points. 10 points, he said, they could win it by. And it's exactly what's happened.
Amazing. Right, happiness ratings.
I love this.
So, I'm just going to run through them. We'll start off with a positive one. Scott, Celtic, 90% happiness. It was 6 when I started properly watching and Henrik Larsson had just joined the club. That's great.
Whoa, that is
your general happiness as a Celtic... Actually, well, not Celtic or Rangers. Depends if you're winning it or not, doesn't it? But Celtic, because Rangers disappeared for a bit.
Yeah.
To work their way through the leagues. Robbie White.
I've got a question for you. Sorry, before you. I've got a quick question for you. For Rangers and Celtic fans, and I'm sure the answer is going to be different. Right, two questions. One, are you happy... Celtic fans, are you happy that Rangers are back because you kind of need each other? Second, what would you have rather had? Your 9 years of success... where Rangers pretty much disappeared and you won league title after league title after league title and you nearly got the 10 in a row, right? Or would you, and this is fans of other club can answer, would you rather Rangers story arc where you came back from the dead and
that's just in
time to stop them from beating your record?
Yeah.
But you had to watch you go through the leagues. Hands down, I'd be Rangers. Hands down. That would have been a more incredible achievement. So we could just at the top, winning. Rangers of the journey, and at the end, the result. That's a film could be made out of.
Because that's what I'm realizing this from this sort of happiness thing. What, so kind of on that same idea, like what's more important? Joe, I'm going to skip down a couple just to read this because I think it was interesting. Where is it? Leicester. What's more important, the amount of happiness or the peak of the happiness? So flawless. Leicester fan here. While the average happiness percentage will be higher for other clubs, I think we've had the highest peak of happiness out of any club, maybe in world football.
I agree. I agree.
And that's it. I think, like, when we talk about Man City and, like, the 100, 115 cases and the idea that, like, that's going to be kicked down the road, the can's going to be kicked down the road time and again. If you're a Man City fan, I would put to you, and you might turn on me here, whatever. You've got the purest football you could ever want, right? In terms of, like, great football, right? And you're winning these leagues, and yet the discourse after you win it is, oh, but did they buy it? Blah, 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 blah. Wouldn't you be... Because if Arsenal had won it, in terms of the peak of the happiness, it would have been unbelievable, right? And I think for Liverpool, when they won it as well... And again, Man City will turn and go, you don't know, you can't sort of dictate my happiness. I get that. But in terms of those 115 things, right? What I would say if I was a Man City fan was, like, I kind of don't... Or any fan, it doesn't matter. I'm not even bothered about the past anymore. But if you're a Man City fan, I think you're being held back in terms of the amount or the peak of the happiness that you can have moving forward.
Got and no troughs.
But because there's the caveat of the money all the time. Like, all Man City, Newcastle. Newcastle fans might be with me on this a little bit more. Like, you need to. Newcastle fans, I imagine, would want some form of true rules that can allow a win to really be a win. And I think with Man City, because of that caveat of that's always there,
I agree with you in the
background, I imagine Man City fans would go, look, whatever's happened has happened up until now. Give us the punishment, whatever it is. Let's get to a point and really understand the rules moving forward so that when we win the title, we've just won the title. Because the football they've done has been amazing. The players that they've used, if there had been clearer rules set up and they stayed within those confines, I know there's a lot you can pick at here, but just you get my point, right? They could have gone, well, we still bought, you know, the bulk of those players that they bought have been there 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is, right? So, and previously with Man United or Liverpool or whoever, you have teams, once you get good players, you keep them for ages. And so a lot of Man City's, like, plaudits and enjoyment and peak happiness is just not being allowed because of all those little bits around it. And if I was a Man City fan, I would go, I want this resolved and clearly resolved, even if that, like, has sort of shame and punishment on me, just so that you can move forward and win leagues properly.
But there's an irony. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And there's many reasons why Manchester City fans won't feel that peak emotion and elite emotion in football, because they've consistently been excellent. And I'm sure there's this kind of satisfaction, a general satisfaction when you watch it. But you need the journey. You need the peaks and the troughs. The cyclical nature of football is what makes it great. The reason why Arsenal fans feel so great about their football club this season is because they've gone through what they would consider, and many teams would consider, underperformance and lack of direction. Similarly, what Spurs are currently going through. There are these cycles to football, and they're important. You have to go through them in order to enjoy the good times. Just on the other point about getting the punishment sorted, I don't know if you saw Pep came out and went, we just want them to make a decision. We want them to get this done, like, make the decision, get it done quickly so we can move on. It's the Man City lawyers that are pushing this into the long grass.
Well, yeah, so you got possibly, allegedly, I'm not saying this, the owners would go do that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it'd be in their best interest to do it. Legislation and pull Premier League lawyers into waters that they don't really want to be in.
Mm.
But... You know, and then you've got other Pep's kind of like saying, like, doing the PR game, we just want it sorted. You want it sorted. Well, your lawyers are longing this out. This is the problem. Anyway, I love this happiness thing is amazing, by the way. I love it.
It's interesting, isn't it? Thomas Martin, with happiness tax. Yeah, I think there's something in that. But I think it would be difficult to have the right conversation with a Man City fan about it, because I could understand it. It would feel like a personal affront. And I apologize, because I get it. You support your team, whatever. But I can't not see that, you know?
Yeah, fuck them. No, fuck them. They've got everything else. They've got the best manager in the world, best footballer I've ever seen, best striker, one of the best teams I've ever seen in Premier League history. You can't have, what, you want our respect as well? Get fucked.
Okay. Robbie White, I'm a Portsmouth fan. I was born in 2004, meaning I have no real memories of the Premier League days and my first ever game being an FA Cup final loss to Chelsea in 2010. Since then, I've suffered for the most part But a League Two title and an EFL trophy has meant that it's not been complete depression. Although the seeming purgatory of League One is making it tough to keep going. 20% happiness over 13 years, in my opinion. Now, check out this next one.
This is great.
This is Sam Thomas. And you got me thinking about my own club, Swansea, and overall how smooth sailing it's been for one of our fans if you're under the age of 25. Sorry it's long, but interested if anyone can beat this apart from the obvious Man City. He's gone through, and I won't read it all, but it's interesting.
I think it is interesting. Go from the top.
Okay. 2003, happy, survive on final day of League Two after nearly going out of business. 2004, 10th, Trundle joins. Flavs gets it.
Lee Trundle, what a man.
What a player. What a singer. 2005, happy, third, promoted to League One. Trindle's still around. 2006, sixth, reached the playoffs. 2007, all these are happy. Win the leagues. Yeah, I'm getting bored reading it, mate. Happy, sad. One sad, Palos also missed the playoffs on final day. Yeah, not full sad, though, I would imagine. Bob Bradley. A couple of sad ones in there. But overall, 81%, overall percentage of 81% happy seasons as a Swans fan. Congratulations.
I think fundamentally you're the reason you're happy, Sam, that you're choosing to see the positives in these seasons generally. And there are fans out there that would find, you know, to survive on the final day of the season, it's a happy result, but you must have been unhappy for a vast majority of it. But
that's a good point.
It's your, you know, if your you're outlook, looking at it and you're finding it, yeah, you're finding your outlook. That's do you know what? A lot of football fans could benefit from that. Spurs fans could benefit from that at the moment. So, and I could feel a lot happier about Tottenham if I just change my outlook a little bit and go, what's the point?
Top 10 finish. Whew. UTFT, you're right, Jim. I'm an Everton fan, born in the 90s. Can confirm it's mostly been utter misery, and now it's worse than ever. There have been glimmers, though, as if this is so depressing. This thing, there have been glimmers, right? These are the glimmers, right? As is football. The cup final, lost that one. Couple of semis, lost them. Actually won one, to be fair. Little things like being top under Carlo, finishing in European spots with Moyes. The teams with Cahill, Pienaar, Arteta, Baines were fun to watch. And the first Martinez season wasn't terrible. But mostly it's been fucking grim. Shitting the bed time and time again as we slide into obscurity. 15% happiness. Just generally people are... I don't know how to say a name. Selin, maybe? 70% of the time, Cardiff make my life worse. So what is it?
Kellen,
sorry. And Tom Dolan's got a 0.05% happiness because as an Oldham fan, I'm 21 and I've never seen us finish in the top half of the table. It has happened just four of the last 20 seasons, with the last being 2007-08, which I hardly remember. 2007-08 was the last time I finished in the top half.
That's poor. It's
involved relegation from League One to the National League, becoming the first team to have gone from the Premier League to non-league. Our top scorer last season scored 4 goals. Tough.
Bless. You recheck Kellen's one, though?
Well, I did the short version.
All right.
Basically saying it was rubbish. Okay. We'll do finally next week, because we've got Nosh Chat. Right. Nosh Chat.
Good.
It's made me laugh. So we asked last week, what are the things that you should say?
Not say.
Crucial. Not say. Get people in trouble with. Okay. Actually, I'll do Samisms quickly. So one Samson, Benji Sherlock, heard this absolute beauty in class the other day when arguing with a classmate about miscellaneous detail in a story. The professor says, you can't have your hill and die on it. Die on it too. Cake and eat it and die on a hill. And Harry Taylor said that Fletch on BT Sport described Ancelotti as cool, calm and selective during last night's game. That was the other week. Okay. Nosh Chat. You're going to have to read one of these. I just can't read it out loud. That's the last one. Jasper Kelly, I remember upon receiving a cheeky nosh once, it was getting rather uncomfortable, a bit too much tooth action. Still, being relatively new to receiving noshes in my life, I didn't know how to deal with this. I ended up just tapping the girl on the head twice. Tapping the girl on the head twice, and as she looked, I exclaimed, Could you just not? And this, I think, is the worst thing to say during a noshing. Safe to say, she never spoke to me again.
Teeth can be a problem.
Could you just not? Aussie Spurs, bad nosh chat. One of my mates once told us he'd received a nosh that was below standard, but bless her for trying. A few weeks later, we're on a night out, brackets not with said friend, and the girl comes up and has a big go at us because our friend is a douche and alleged that midway through the act, he patted her on the head. Twice. Why is it always twice? I guess what once, it's like a knocking on a door, isn't it? Because once, you can't, once is weird, isn't it? Once is a hit, you're hitting them if it's once. Twice, it's twice, I'm trying to get your attention, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? If you go once, yes. Once. You just get, once. You're swatting. That's a swat, isn't it? Whereas twice tap. Is a tap. Yeah.
I need your attention.
Yeah. He patted her on the head twice and said the phrase, A for effort, and then attempted to go to sleep. Brutal.
Oh, that is brutal.
A for effort. She's probably got a point. PNE.
Numalung.
Numalung.
I don't have a worse thing to say during a nosh, but I once received one while having a queasy stomach. End up throwing up immediately upon throwing up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Took a while for
Hang on,
girlfriend.
Read that again. Read that bit again.
Ended up throwing up immediately upon throwing up.
Think of throwing up in a different way.
He was sick and then he jazzed.
Past tense.
As he came, he threw up.
I jazzed.
Took a while.
I've just jazzed.
Yeah. It took a while for the girlfriend to come around to wanting to give it another go. Don't blame her. He was sick on her head. Disgusting.
Sick on her head. Sick. In and at. Tough. Ben Duggan. Hang on. I can't read this one, so you can read that one in a second. Rory Barnden said, wasn't something I said after a nosh, but I got a, are you happy now? Once I'd finished. We didn't see each other again.
It's the wrong vibe.
Yeah. Are you happy now? Don't do that to me. Don't guilt me.
Yeah, what are you
me.
Doing?
Why are you guilting me? Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
I only want you to do it if you want to do it.
Well, yeah, at least pretend you want to do it. And read this one, Flav.
No, don't do it.
No, right. Willing to do it. Always be willing to do it.
A story that went around our year in sixth form was one about a girl and a quite posh fella. There was a school trip to Oxford University, and these two lovebirds found themselves sneaking into each other's rooms for some sort of some noshing. There was apparently one fateful night where the fella, let's call him Gareth, went down on his girlfriend. Gareth was quite a posh kid. He did sailing, rugby, wore lots of quarter zips, and spoke very well. The story goes that Gareth's girlfriend finished and he came up for air. He exclaimed, oh my God, that was like breakfast, lunch and dinner with room for more. Fuck off, Gareth. I never knew what her reaction was, but they didn't stay long together after. That was like breakfast, lunch and dinner with room for more. It sounds like Rob Turner.
Yeah. I need an espresso.
Yummy, yum, yum. That's like saying yummy. That was yummy. Yum.
Grim.
Nice.
We'll end on this.
Good.
Mr. Ridgecut. I don't know if you remember me from a couple of months back discussing my slugs in the wild encounter. Stop. Man.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's like Daddy want more. Lunch and dinner.
Daddy want more.
Oh, fuck.
Daddy want more. Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
That's so great.
Imagine you just drifted off to sleep and you're just going, yum, 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 yum.
My mate fell asleep giving a head once. Like in the middle of it. He drifted off. What's that? Going down a lane.
He drifted off and just stopped. But...
Yeah, he started snoring. Wow. She loved it. Right. I don't know if you remember me from a couple of months back discussing my slugs in the wild encounter where I finally met my friend from Leeds, who was a female, who I was interested in getting into a relationship with, and we bonded over our mutual love of the pod. update from then, anyway, is we are now boyfriend and girlfriend. Yay!
Hey.
Usually seeing each other each weekend when we can. I'll be honest, I haven't been listening to the pod as much as usual.
Get you a girlfriend, then just abandon us.
Unbelievable.
You're fucking piece
as much as usual. But going up to see her on the train or in the car was always a perfect time to listen. And she also does the same when she comes down to Essex. That's not a euphemism. Sometimes we will watch together in the morning, which is always a nice thing to do. I must say the NOS chat has been great for me being able to fill that quota at least once a week. Sometimes more, and half the time, she's the one who reminds me of it rather than me asking for it. An absolute dream girl. But thanks for the pod. Still wouldn't have bonded as much if we did as we did without it. Well, that's just delightful.
Jim.
Oh, don't. Oh, don't. Oh, no.
He's calling it, Jim.
No, I did not see that coming.
Be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't. I need a spoon. I need you both with a spoon. That's all.
From nowhere.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's just too much. There was too much there.
It's a lot.
There was a lot.
Catherine goes, girls don't like Jaffin. Well, and on that bombshell, hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Congratulations for making it to this end. Have a great weekend. And we're back next week for probably...
Final one, isn't it?
Penultimate, we can do Champions League.
We'll see where we're at. Yeah, no, we'll do it.
But yeah, we're going to be running through the summer on our Patreon, so get involved.
Gets up to 500. Everyone down Slip Fleet Services for you know what.
Indeed. Bring a spoon. Right, guys. Have a great weekend. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.